And I'm reminded of King David. After experiencing a great difficulty and a great defeat from the Amalekites, upon when he returned and his men to Ziklag, and the city was destroyed, their women were defiled, and all the goods were taken, David said to himself, David said, I have to encourage myself in the Lord, my God. I don't know about you, but we are most blessed. We are most blessed because we can encourage ourselves in the joy of our salvation. I don't care what is coming against you, and I don't care what it looks like. You can always encourage yourself in the Lord. There's nothing so bad that I can't find joy in the God of my salvation. There's nothing so heavy that I can't find joy in the God of my salvation, the God who looked beyond my faults and gave me what I needed when he sent Jesus, his only begotten Son, to die for me while I was yet in my sin. I don't know about you, but that's good news. That's real, real good news. God has a word for us today, and God, as he spoke to me quickly, he told me, just encourage yourself. Just encourage yourself. He said, my blood still works. He told me, I'm still sovereign. I still tell the sun when to rise and when to set. I still put the stars in the sky at night. I still teach the whales how to swim and the eagles how to fly. He said, just encourage yourself. I'm still in control. I don't know about anybody else, but I needed to hear that. God said, I'm still, right now, actively in your life, in control. I know everything that you're going through. And it is well. And it will be well. Amen. I know that to be true because I can see Deacon Harris today. God is still in control. I know that to be true because I see young people with the joy of Jesus all over their face. I tell you, my God is still in control. God is good to us. So, gave me a familiar passage, and he just wanted to encourage me. And by encouraging me, I pray he encourages you. And he said in verse 37, for with me, God, Elohim, Adonai, El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, with God, nothing, not a thing, shall be impossible. So God told me, he said, my possibilities are endless. My possibilities are endless. And that's the topic, that's the theme that I want to use today. My possibilities, they're endless. Hashtag with God.
Say that, say that. I hear you.
My possibilities are endless with God. In the biblical text today, Dr. Luke, he gives us a truth that can take us through whatever difficulty life might be right now throwing at us. Luke, he starts off his gospel, the good news, the story of Jesus Christ by telling his friend Theophilus that although others might have put pen to paper and told you the Jesus story, I want to give you my eyewitness account of all that happened from my point of view, since you're my friend. Theophilus was a Roman friend of Luke who had a position of power and authority. But Luke, being a physician by occupation and Gentile by birth, he came and he comes and he can relate to people from all walks of life. Luke liked to give details. See, that's how he came into a relationship with the Apostle Paul. It's commonly believed that Luke was converted by Paul while treating him on his missionary journey in Antioch, Luke's hometown. Luke treated Paul's physical condition, but Paul treated Luke's spiritual condition. And they both went on to do great things for the kingdom. I wish I had a witness. Amen. See, that's why we can't get upset at our afflictions. Our afflictions allow us to spread the gospel further into others whom we would not normally ever come in contact with. Luke directed his letter to Theophilus for the sole intention of his conversion. That's why every sermon is preached, so that someone might be saved. He wrote them so that Theophilus would believe. I want you to know the possibilities are endless with God. You can be saved with God. If God has to use a former bounty hunter, now turned evangelist, that converted his physician to reach a high-ranking Roman official, that's what God will do. Because your salvation is worth it, and the possibilities are endless with God. God wants you to get that in your spirit. Get it in your spirit today that nothing is impossible with God. God doesn't care where you're at in life. And God doesn't care how big your obstacles are in your life. He wants you to know today that nothing is impossible if you put your faith and your trust in Him. I know it's cold outside, but it doesn't have to be cold in here. Luke was a well-educated and he had a position of prominence in his day, but when he came in contact with the man of God, who told him about that field preacher from Galilee, his life was never the same. I believe that Paul told Luke how Jesus brought sight to the blind, because that would get the attention of a physician. I believe Paul told Luke that how Jesus could walk on water and suspend gravity, because that would get his attention. Minister Sean, I believe that he told Jesus how he healed lepers, because that would get his attention. I believe he told him how he fixed the migraine of Peter's mother, because that would get his attention. I believe he told him how he could heal hemophilia and he could even bring the dead back to life, because that would get his attention. That would get the attention of a man with a medical degree.
I hear you, Rev. That's good.
God will bring it right.
Yeah, say that.
Where you at?
That's right.
I want you to know today that nothing is impossible with God. So after hearing the Jesus story for himself, Luke couldn't do nothing but believe. The gospel message resonated with Luke for his conversion, but also for his action. This is where you need to hear me. The gospel is twofold in its message. One, it causes us to believe God. Two, it causes us to serve God. That's why churches are suffering all over our world today. Most churches are satisfied with getting believers. But there's no real power in believing God without doing. The gospel reaches its full potential when believers start doing what they believe. When the gospel is put into action, then the church becomes a formidable foe for that one who's trying to tear down the walls of the kingdom. Let me just say it a different way then. Lip service without life service is just religion. Somebody missed that. Lip service without life service is just religion. But when you put your lip service together with your life service, we have a movement because you have become part of a living organism that we call the church. Our lives are filled with impossibilities because we only believe and we fail to act. It's impossible when you just believe, but don't act on what you believe. We become hearers of the word of God, but never doers of the word of God. Impossible situations become possible with God when you hear and do the word in conjunction.
Amen.
Let me say it like this, Brother Sam. The loyalty of a soldier is not determined by the oath of service he makes to his country. But his loyalty is determined by his actions to the oath that he makes to his country. God honors those who walk what they talk. When you walk what you talk with God, you will never find yourself in an impossible situation because nothing is impossible with God, and God will honor what you do.
Amen.
Luke, being fully convicted and converted, he wants the same thing for his friend Theophilus. See, it's just not good enough for you to be saved. You want your house saved. You want your friends saved. You want your co-workers saved. You want them folk that don't like you saved. Nobody should want anybody to go to a devil's hell. So he recalls for him the events of today's text to let him know that nothing is impossible with God. Luke wanted Theophilus to know that he could be saved no matter what his position and status was in his life.
Yeah.
Although he was influential within the Roman government, he could be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost of God.
Yep.
That's good news.
Yeah.
No matter how high he was, God would still save him.
Yeah.
So that lets us know on the other end of the spectrum, no matter how low you might think you are, God is still willing to save you. From the highest mountain to the lowest valley, God is willing to meet you right where you are. Some things are more important than who you are and what you have. Because without Christ, you will never matter, and what you have will never mean anything. Let me rush on. This is the letter between a man and his friend. Luke tells Theophilus that before Christ was born, the angel Gabriel came to the mother of Jesus with a message from God. He came to tell her that she was chosen by God and would be blessed among women because she found favor in God's sight. Wow. Favor. I constantly tell people favor is not fair. It's not fair. Her favor with God was going to bring a blessing to the whole world. That's why favor with God is better than fame with man. Favor blesses the world while fame only blesses you. Mary found favor with God, and now she would be able to bless the world by her service to the Master. This was Mary's time to put her faith into action. She believed God with her lips, but now it's time to serve God with her actions. God wanted Mary to put her faith into action and believe that nothing's impossible with him. Gabriel told Mary that she would conceive and give birth to the Son of God. He told her that, I know that you're a virgin and you're engaged to Joseph, but the child you will carry is the Son of God, and his name shall be called Jesus. He told her that her son was going to be great. He would be called the Son of the Highest. He would be given the throne of King David. He wanted her to know it might sound impossible, but nothing's impossible with God. The possibilities are endless with God. He told her that he would reign over the house of Jacob and his kingdom would have no end. Mary, it might sound impossible, but nothing is impossible with God. At this point, Mary just couldn't hold her peace, and she walked in the flesh like so many of us. And she asked Gabriel the question, how shall this be, seeing that I know not a man? Parenthetically speaking, God's ways are not our ways. And we just need to let God be God. Let him be the God of our lives without any questions. It might have seemed impossible to Mary. The fact said, Brother Pastor, that I'm a virgin and I've never been with a man. The fact said that she was engaged to Joseph and this would be most definitely, this is going to affect their relationship and could possibly lead to her death. So her flesh asked the question, how shall this be? God will sometimes put us in difficult situations so that he can get the glory by our faith being put into action. Oh, I wish I had a witness. Has God ever put you in a situation where it's going to, you could do nothing but depend on your faith in him? The old saying is true. A picture can speak 1,000 words. Your faith in action will speak more than 10,000 sermons that folk aren't listening to anyway. You're the only gospel some folk will ever see. So with words of reassurance, Gabriel tells her what God is going to do. He tells her that the Holy Ghost, the third person of the triune, the Holy Ghost, the third person of the Trinity, he shall come upon thee and he shall overshadow you. In essence, he told her that the Holy Ghost or the power of God will come over you and sanctify you for this purpose. Not only will he sanctify you, he's going to overshadow you like the cloud on a sunny day. And he's going to fill your womb with the Spirit of life and the Holy Child, which shall be called the Son of God. Mary, if that's not enough for you, let me tell you something else. You know your old cousin Elizabeth and her old husband Zachariah? She pregnant too. Mary, I know that might not seem like a big deal on the surface, but you know that Elizabeth and Zachariah are well past the age of childbearing. Mary, Elizabeth, who used to be barren all her life and mocked and made to feel less than a woman, she is now in her 6th month of her pregnancy, and she is expecting a baby boy. Mary, I want you to know beyond a shadow or a doubt that nothing is impossible with God. The possibilities are endless with God. And it's with those words that Minister Judkins reminded us of so long ago. Mary said, "Truth, Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word." And once she was ready to walk what she taught, Gabriel departed. It's truly amazing what a word from the Lord can do. I said, it's truly amazing what a word from the Lord can do. If I can just hear from heaven, I can make it. If I can just hear from heaven, I can take it. I tell you, it's amazing what a word from the Lord can do. Because Gabriel spoke a word to Mary, Mary knew that nothing was going to be impossible for God. Not only would it not be impossible, it would be bearable, and it would bring God glory. Although it might bring her some scorn, it might bring her some shame, it wasn't going to be impossible. Although her fiancé might not understand in the beginning, it wouldn't be impossible. Although it's going to take her to places that she didn't want to go, it wouldn't be impossible. Because Gabriel spoke a word to Mary, Mary could walk out her faith and bring God glory. And because it wasn't impossible for God with Mary or Theophilus, it won't be impossible with God for you. Like Luke could say that with confidence and assurance, because he was an eyewitness to the good work that God started with Mary. My brothers and sisters, the same message is true for us today. Because God started a good work with Mary and showed her that nothing's impossible with him. He's letting us know that nothing is impossible for us. If you just believe, Sister Charlene, that all things are possible, and God will make all things brand new for you. I'm a witness. Nothing's impossible with God. Every time I'm feeling overwhelmed in this life, I remember the words that God spoke to Mary. Every time my focus starts to become blurred and my priorities get out of order, I remember the words that God spoke to Mary. Minister Shad, every time I get out of pocket and want to play off beat, I remember the words that God spoke to Mary. Every time the facts try to outweigh my faith, I remember the words that God spoke to Mary. Every time I'm faced with the pain of watching my children make mistake after mistake and I can only watch them from the sidelines, I remember the words that God spoke to Mary. Every time my body's racked in pain and I don't even feel like getting out of bed, I remember the words that God spoke to Mary. Every time I feel like I'm overworked and underappreciated, I remember the words that God spoke to Mary. Every time I have to visit the nursing home and visit my mother who suffers with dementia, and I want to question God, I remember the words that God spoke to Mary. Every time I have to spend time at the emergency room and can't see no healing, I remember the words that God spoke to Mary. Every time depression and grief want to fill my heart, I remember the words that God spoke to Mary. And I can say to myself, nothing is impossible with God. And because nothing's impossible with God, I can stand and face another day. And not only stand, I can withstand the fiery darts of the devil. And not only can I withstand, I'll be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. I will not bow. I will not bend. I will not break. Because nothing's impossible with God. I know that change is coming my way. And when my change comes forth, you better believe I'm coming forth. Not no 10 carat, not 14 carat, not 18 carat, not even 24 carat, but I'm coming forth like Fort Knox. As pure gold, tried in the fire. Because I'm the head, not the tail. I'm blessed in my going out. I'm blessed in my coming in. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed on my job. I'm blessed in my home. Because nothing is impossible with God. And I know that trouble won't last. It won't last always. Drive-by shootings won't last always. Gang violence won't last always. Bankruptcy will pass away. Domestic violence will pass away. Unemployment will pass away. Drug abuse will pass away. Sexual immorality will pass away. Government corruption will pass away. Because nothing is impossible with God. Dr. King is not the only one who had a dream. See, I see salvation. I said, I see it. The salvation of our youth in the streets of Springfield and in the pews of Solid Rock. I see God's glory in the church and on the block. Because nothing's impossible with God. I see this church filled to capacity with saved folk yearning to be set free from the cares of this world. I don't know about you, but I know that nothing's impossible with God. Because when I was sinking, I said when I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me. Now safe, Safe am I.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just need you to know for a few more minutes.
Yeah, it's all right, it's all right.
Love lifted me.
Help us in here.
If you didn't hear that, love lifted me when nothing else could help. It was love that lifted me. Love turned a boy into a man. Love gave me peace when I was in the middle of my storm. And I don't care how long it takes. Nothing's impossible with God. I don't care how much I have to go through. Nothing's impossible with God. These words kept Mary all the way to Calvary's cross when she faced another impossible situation in her life. See, when her son was suspended on a cross between earth and heaven, beaten, bruised, and bloodied, it was these words that she pondered in her heart, and she knew that nothing was impossible for God. Jesus could hang on that cross and even endure death on the cross because she knew that nothing was impossible with God. Jesus could give up the ghost on Calvary's cross because nothing was impossible with God. Jesus could go to hell in my place, and he could go to hell in your place because nothing was impossible with God. Jesus could spend 3 days all paid for, 3 days and nights in hell because nothing was impossible with God. Jesus was raised up early. I didn't get that right. The Bible says it was early that Sunday morning. And death has no sting. And the grave has no victory because nothing is impossible with God. That's why it doesn't matter what kind of hell you might be going through in your life right now. You can get out of that hell because nothing's impossible with God. I'm telling you, get out of that hell of doubt because nothing's impossible with God. Hear me now. Get out of that hell of fear. Fear of the unknown, because nothing's impossible with God. Get out of that hell of being by yourself or being all alone, because nothing's impossible with God. Get out of that hell of unforgiveness, because nothing's impossible with God. Get out of that hell that says generational curses will never be broken in your life, because nothing's impossible with God. Get out of that hell of jealousy and envy, because nothing's impossible with God. Get out of that hell that plays mind games with you from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep and even haunts you in your subconscious, because nothing is impossible with God. Because nothing's impossible with God. God wants you to know that there's a winner in you. Because I know there's a winner in me. And he pushed me forward when the problems wanted to push me down. So if you don't mind, let me make this one thing perfectly clear. There's just one reason that I'm still here. The winner in me. I said it's the winner in me. And his name is Jesus. I'm gonna make it to my destination. That's my proclamation. Because the winner in me, he tells me that nothing is impossible with God. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it sounds like. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care how big the mountain is. I don't care how many giants I gotta kill. But the winner in me, he keeps on telling me Nothing is impossible with God, and my possibilities are endless with God. Let me make one more thing perfectly clear. The only reason I can make it, the only reason I can take it, the only reason I can look forward to tomorrow is because there's a winner in me. Walk out your faith in God. Walk what you talk. Speak life everywhere you go. Tell yourself, encourage yourself, nothing's impossible with God. My possibilities are endless with God. You can be saved today because there's a winner in you. You can be set free today because there's a winner in you. You can be delivered from anything today because there's a winner in you. You can be made whole today, right now. Because the winner in you is telling you there's nothing impossible with God. And the possibilities for your life are endless. Yeah.